This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. More than 1.7 million Coloradans have already cast their ballots in this election. That's 43% of the state's active voters. So how does that compare to turnout at this point in the last presidential race? Well, voting will have to pick up significantly over the weekend to match pace. At this point, 4 years ago, more than 2 million people had already returned their ballots. More than half of the ballots returned in Colorado so far this year are from voters age 55 and older. When it comes to partisan breakdown, 40% of the vote is from unaffiliated people, with the rest closely split between Democrats and Republicans. Jefferson and Arapahoe counties have returned the most ballots so far. Voters can return their ballots through 7 p.m. next Tuesday. The election system passwords in Colorado that were compromised have been updated. Many election clerks around the state needed new passwords after it was discovered that parts of existing ones were mistakenly posted online. Delta County Clerk Terry Stevenson was among the clerks who did not need an update, though she's sorry for those who did.
My heart goes out to them because it is really not a good time for that. But the fact that they're trying to rectify it and do what they can to get that confidence back for our voters, I do appreciate that.
The Colorado Secretary of State's office announced that all affected passwords had been changed as of Friday morning. You're listening to CPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly in Washington. The headline on this morning's jobs report suggests hiring in the U.S. slowed to a crawl last month. But economists say don't put too much stock in that one, admittedly, discouraging number. The reason: the ongoing strike at Boeing factories in the Pacific Northwest distorted the government's monthly tally of jobs. So did that pair of back-to-back hurricanes that disrupted business in the southeast. NPR's Scott Horsley joins me. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Hey, so any headline, any news, especially big economic news, feels huge this close to Election Day. And in an election when voters say the economy is a top concern, against that backdrop, what should we make of this jobs report?
Probably not too much. You know, it would be nice with an election 4 days out to have a really clear signal about the strength of the job market. Unfortunately, though, the signals in today's report are pretty murky, clouded by those storms and that strike. That's why economists like Corey Staley at the Indeed Hiring Lab say you shouldn't be too dismayed by the headline showing employers added a measly 12,000 jobs in October.
If you just open up the report this morning, it might make your stomach drop a little bit. But fortunately, as you kind of like dive into the data, there's some other things going on here, definitely underneath the surface.
We know, for example, the Boeing strike, which is now 7 weeks old, idled more than 40,000 workers. That accounts for nearly the entire drop in manufacturing jobs last month. The effects of the hurricanes, Helene and Milton, are harder to quantify, but they surely put a temporary dent in employment. And those storms made landfall just shortly before the government conducted its monthly headcount of workers.
What if we just took that